Good morning.
早上好。
Since the school year is getting ready to begin, I thought this is a good opportunity to update you on the children's ministry.
新学期快开学了，所以我们现在呢是一个适当的时机，跟大家来汇报一下儿童施工的最新进展。
First, thank you so much to all of you who are already serving with our children.
首先非常的感谢所有已经在那儿童施工中服侍的童工们。
And I would like to show you the basic structure of how we operate.
现在我跟大家来介绍一下我们儿童施工的服侍团队。
First, God is in charge.
首先我们的头是神。
And then we operate under Pastor Tom.
然后呢我们是在汤姆牧师的带领。
We have a children's ministry coordinator position that is empty right now.
我们现在有个儿童施工的协调者，但是这个职位现在还没有人做。
So we have two of us who are taking that role, Iris and myself.
所以现在呢，我们是由Anita 和 Iris 两个人来分担这个职责。
Then each age group has a class coordinator who is over that class.
每一个年级又有这个年级的协调者来负责这个年级的事工。
And right now we have several coordinators, but Iris and myself are also taking several of those classes.
每个年级有不同的负责者，不过我和Iris 也同时来教每个年级的课。
Then at the classroom level,
在每一个班里面，
there is the class coordinator will have two other teachers who work with her as well as several assistants.
有一个主要的老师，还有另外的两位老师。在老师之后呢，还有几位助理老师。
So, what we ask for students or for teachers is that they make a one-year commitment at a time.
我们对老师的要求是希望大家能够承诺做一年的时间。
That way you know there is an end. If you decide this is not for you, you can back out.
如果一年以后你觉得自己做这个不合适的话，你可以退出。
But it also gives you an opportunity to be trained and give it a good try.
但是我们要求一年呢是这样，也能够让你有一个机会来接受儿童事工的培训。
Now I'd like to tell you what the coordinator responsibilities are.
现在我们来跟大家介绍一下这个协调者的职责。
In case any of you are interested in being a coordinator or so you will know how to support the coordinator.
如果你已经是个协调者，或者你对这个有兴趣，你就可以了解一下这个职责是什么。
The first thing is just to remind your teachers and assistants each week.
第一点呢，是每个星期提醒你那个年级的老师和助理老师。
You will teach one week, one month out of each quarter.
每一个季度你需要教一个月。
Meet and communicate with the children's ministry team.
然后和儿童事工的服侍团队见面。
And meet regularly with your own class team.
也和你这个班级的所有老师也能够见面。
Then also hopefully you can plan and prepare some special things for your class, activities or incentives.
有时候呢，你这个班上的一些特殊的活动这些教学材料可能需要你来准备。
And the last thing is to care for your class. If there are new students, welcome them. If there are people who haven't been there for a while, let them know you miss them.
那最后一个职责呢，就是要关心你这个班如果有新人来了，欢迎他们。如果你发现有的小孩已经有一段时间没来，你需要去关心一下。
So who can serve?
所以谁能够来做儿童施工呢？
Anyone, there are places for anyone.
这个职位是向所有人开放。
For anyone who wants to work with the children directly,
如果你想直接的参与儿童服侍。
You have to attend C4 for at least 6 months.
我们要求你能够至少来参加我们教会的主日崇拜6个月。
Or if you have been involved in children's ministry in your previous church, you can get a letter of recommendation from that church.
或者如果你在以前的教会已经参加过服事的话，那就请你从那个教会拿一封推荐信。
You need to attend the child protection training and have a background screening done.
需要有个背景调查，还需要介绍一个防止虐待儿童的培训。
And you need to love children.
希望你能够热爱我们的小孩。
If you really, really have a hard time being around children, find another ministry.
如果你觉得跟小孩相处的时候你很不自在，那你就可能考虑另外的事工。
Yeah. Now specifically for those who teach.
那我们现在来介绍一下老师。
You need to be a believer in Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
我们要求老师是已经接受耶稣基督做生命救主的啊基督徒。
And you need to agree with our statement of faith.
需要同意我们教会的信心宣言。
Because you are teaching the children spiritual things.
也因为教导小孩是一个属灵的事工。
Then anyone can do behind the scenes administrative type tasks.
那么事后的这个管理事工呢啊任何人都可以来参与。
And some examples of these would be a database.
啊这些幕后的事工包括就管理我们的资料库。
Keeping list of volunteers and their training.
啊对这些志愿者的培训。
Taking inventory, helping buy supplies.
啊来购买我们所需要的各种啊教学用品。
Planning a special event or an outreach such as to the nursing home next door.
也安排一些特殊的活动比方说去拜访我们隔壁的那个啊养老中心。
Preparing a curriculum for each quarter.
啊，为每个季度准备教学大纲。
Helping schedule the teachers.
啊，安排老师上课的时间。
Or coordinating training.
或者是来啊协调我们的训练项目。
Then we do have one expectation that we haven't said out loud, but it's kind of been in the back of our mind.
那我们其实还有另外一个要求，没有啊把它写在纸上讲出来，但是其实是大家都需要遵守的。
If you serve 1 hour with children, we really, really hope that you will attend the worship service or Sunday school class the other hour.
如果你每那个主日是教小孩子一个小时的话，我们非常希望你能够在另外一个小时去参加主日学，或者是参加另外一个主日崇拜。
So we have things at 10 o'clock and at 11:15, so that you can do that.
是因为我们十点和十一点有交叉的项目，所以你应该可以做得到。
And if you don't have any desire to help in this way, please at least pray.
啊，如果以上这些事工你都觉得自己啊没有感动去做的话，那也请你可以为我们祷告。
Choose one family or one child to pray for regularly.
你可以选择一个家庭或者是一个小孩，常常的为他们祷告。
And I also told Dan that I would mention that we need a female to help with the youth group as well.
我也跟丹提过，我们现在需要一位姐妹来帮忙青少年部的施工。
If any of you enjoy working with middle school and high school older students,
呀，那这个青年施工主要是和高中啊、初中、高中的啊小孩一起。
Then the last thing I want to show you is the schedule.
那最后我想跟大家介绍一下我们的安排。
We have a youth retreat. Well, today we'll have a sign-up table in the old library.
啊、今天我们在图书馆会有一个啊摊有一个地方让大家来报名参加青年退休会。
That will be to sign up for the children's ministry.
哦、就是这个报名是啊做青少年事工。
And we'll have that also next Sunday for those who want to work with a certain age group. You can sign up if you want to be a teacher or assistant or coordinator.
那下一个星期呢，我们还会给大家一个报名的机会。如果你对某一个年级的事工有兴趣，不管是教书、做管理，或是其他的，你就可以来跟我们报名。这是下个星期。
Now the 17th, next Sunday, the 6th grade and the 9th grade will move up to their new classes.
那下个主日的时候，六年级和九年级的要升到更高的一班。
Most of them will be at the retreat, but for those who are here, that's technically when they would move up.
Yeah, 很多人可能会参加那个退学会，不过留在这里的人呢，他们就会升到高一班。
If you look at September 7th, that's when the 2-year-olds to the 5th grade will move up.
那大家看到啊，我们的安排，9月7号的时候呢，二到五年级的人就会往上升一班。
And the 24th is when we will hold training for any new people who would like to serve with children.So please mark that date down if you are a new person who is interested in serving to attend that training.
所以如果你是对这个儿童事工有兴趣并且是第一次参加，就请你记下这个日期，8月24号。
Thank you again, and I hope I just really appreciate all of you who do help with our children.
再次谢谢大家，真的非常感谢你们对儿童事工的帮助。